Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
849 on WRVA. Coming up, Pierce Homer at 9:05, talking about the Navy Hill project and what his commission is recommending to the Richmond City Council about that project downtown in the Coliseum. And then at 9:18, former Governor George Allen. But first, Mike Mayo is here. Hey, Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, this is at this time of year, we tend to get things that are the new things in the movies are either the stuff that they really didn't have a place for, or we've still got some of the Oscar hopefuls showing up in theaters now. So it's kind of a mix of very bad and very good in certain ways.
There's I do want to hear your thoughts on the Golden Globes a little bit later, but let's start with some of your picks because there are some movies in theaters today.
Yeah, and I think the best one opening in Richmond today is called Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. Now this is a different kind of role for him.
Yeah.
This is much more serious. It's not comic like the normal stuff we've seen him in recently. This is a difficult movie to talk about. It's really complicated. He's playing a New York Diamond District jeweler who's really in trouble with a lot of gamblers and everything. He deals in really expensive jewelry, and people like the basketball star Kevin Garnett come into his store and want to see the greatest stuff that he's got. The whole story is then told with the camera very much kind of in your face and a really fast pace where everything just keeps coming right after you, bam, 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 to the point that it actually gets kind of tiring. I was exhausted by the end of this movie, but I was also fascinated by it all the way through. Sandler's really good. This is a very different kind of thing for him. I don't know whether he's going to get an Oscar nomination or not, or a Golden Globes nomination. We'll see. But I think he does really good work here. And this is the kind of movie that you don't see in theaters very much anymore, because it's just a very kind of personal movie, not the sort of thing that works with big special effects, anything like that. But it's a really good story told in a different, interesting way. Not to all tastes, but I do recommend it. If it sounds like it, from what I've said, if it sounds like it, you might be interested, you probably will be. If it sounds terrible, look for something else.
Yeah, and you don't usually see him in these. I remember, and it's kind of jarring, I think, and I don't know if this was his first dramatic role, and I can't think of the movie now, but it's several years ago. I remember being struck by his performance, and he did such a good job. And I'm not going to remember the name of it.
Maybe. Yeah, it's the one. I know the one you're talking about. I think he did get an Oscar nomination for it. I can't remember the title either. It's kind of a simple title. But he is a good actor. And
Punch Drunk Love. Is that what I'm thinking
that's
of?
That's it. Yeah,
yeah, Punch Drunk Love. And that was back in 2002.
And this is, I'm not going to say it's similar. It's the characters have a certain similarity. The approach to the two movies is completely different. And like I said, he is a guy that I enjoy spending time with in a movie, whether he is playing something really silly like he did earlier this year in Murder Mystery with Jennifer Aniston, which turned out to be, one of the highest rated streaming movies that came out all year, and just a completely silly, goofy little movie. This is 180 degrees different from that, and just, again, I recommend it, but not for everybody.
Yeah. What else? We have a horror movie, huh?
Yeah, The Grudge is a remake of a reboot, or a reboot of a remake, I guess it is. Yeah. The original Grudge was a Japanese horror movie back in the early 2000s. And then they made it, the guy that made the Japanese version of it, he then did an American remake on his own. And it was okay. It had big stars like Sarah Michelle Gellar. And now they, and I think there were a couple of them. And now we are kind of rebooting that series, since that's what we do these days. And it kind of has a lot of the familiar faces from horror. It's your basic haunted house story is what it amounts to. And there's really nothing here, just the jump scares that you're used to seeing in every horror movie these days. A lot of familiar faces like Lynn Shay in it. I'm just not a big fan of these things that are such blatant. You know, they keep copying the stuff they've done in the past rather than trying something new at all. Yeah. And so I just did not have any interest in this one to begin with.
In our last few seconds here, Little Women, that looks like a well-done piece, but what do you think?
It is a very well-done piece. It is perhaps the chickest chick flick ever made by Greta Gerwig. It's probably going to get some big Academy Award nominations. But, gentlemen, if your wife or your girlfriend wants to go see this, there are very important football games on television this weekend. And I think you need to make sure that she understands that.
Or this might be a good girls' night out. Yeah.
It is a great girls' night out movie. I mean, it is perhaps the ultimate girls' night out movie.
Mike, the big Golden Globes are coming up on Sunday with Ricky Gervais as the host again. Are you going to be watching? What are you looking for here?
I will be watching, but I must say, I belong to a different organization. I belong to the Broadcast Film Critics Association, and we'll be having our awards, I think, next week after this. The Golden Globes always put on a good show for the same reason that we do. They are certainly much more better funded than we are. They serve alcohol there, so when the people, you know, all the famous actors show up, some of them get a little drunk and perhaps say things that you wouldn't expect them to say. And so that makes for an interesting show. And either their show or ours will, I guarantee you, be more fun to watch than the Oscars. I promise you that.
And are there any performances that you think, that you think will be met with, any rivalries or performances that you think deserve to be?
I think we're going to see. We're going to see starting out. This is kind of the year of the rivalry between Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Martin Scorsese for The Irishman. They are both wonderful films. I loved both of them, and I think they're going to be up against each other for almost all of the major nominations. The Golden Globes kind of cheats because, for reasons of their own, they have decided that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a comedy. It's got funny moments in it, but it's not a comedy. And so, you know, that's going to skew results somewhat. But I think what we're going to see for the rest of the award shows, the between those two movies. Other things will probably sneak in, too, and maybe win some big awards. But those are the two that I think are going to be splitting most of the attention.
Hey, and I know one of the last times we spoke, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has been one of your favorite movies of the year. Is that available anywhere to watch, or is it still in – where is it?
It is still playing in some theaters because of all the award nominations that it's gotten, but it is available on DVD. And if you're really ready to spring for the big super package, there's a really nice Blu-ray box set that is available now that has all kinds of interesting extras in it. A little copy of Mad Magazine that they did as a parody of Mad Magazine.
Wow.
That is about Rick Dalton. It is, I think, worth the money. Like I say, I'm a huge fan of this movie, and I am really looking forward to looking at it again.
Well, thank you so much for the heads up. What's in theaters this weekend? It's a good time to go for people who had to get back to work today and need another quick break before everything starts up. Mike-Mayo.com, that's where people can find you. Mike, thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Take care. Happy New Year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.